holidays, oh, don't make me laugh, were a waste of money. You spend a small fortune and there's either builders outside your balcony or you get a bellyache from a dodgy prawn. No, I'm having a new bathroom this year and I know just the place to go. It's down the high street and they won't rinse you. Won't rinse you. Hey, I'm a comedian. I'm wasted, are you? And then one day he asked me if he could borrow £250. I didn't think anything about it at the time. I could spare £250. Just a loan, he said. And sure enough, he repaid it a fortnight later. In the meantime, I was talking to my friend Karen. Karen said, "You did what?" She said, "You deaf beggar, what did you do that for?" I said, "Well, clearly it was okay because he's repaid me." She said, "Well, what on earth did he want that for? Who can't find £250 when they're in a good job and out there they earn good money?" She said, "Well, you watch your step. You just watch out." And sure enough, about 6 weeks later, he asked me for £10,000. So I sent the money and that was that. And I never heard from him again. Yeah, Karen was right. I was wrong. But for a little while, you know, it was special and I was special. They didn't have any of those lightweight racing trolleys jacked up on the starting blocks outside Sainsbury's. Just a regular army of the extra outsize models that have been specially designed to take 4 dozen cans of Guinness, a small wardrobe and a 3-piece suite. So I settled for a basket instead. And then I couldn't remember for the life of me what I was supposed to be putting into it. I'd made a list and I knew exactly where it was. On the kitchen table at home. Just inside the shop doorway, I turned to a woman who was staring into space by the cut flowers. "Have you any idea where I've come in for?" She hadn't, apparently, and she was very relieved to be steered away by an older woman who arrived clutching 20 silk cut and a copy of the Chronicle. What did he want? "He have no idea, Mother. I think he's a bit simple."